This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. We're going to be talking about the Good Samaritan mission in Danville today. It's been around for a couple of decades. It's grown and changed and continues to meet the needs of people throughout the Danville and Montour County areas. We're joined by two of the board members today, Elaine Graham and Donna Cush.
Donna, if you could start with the history of the Good Samaritan mission for folks in Danville who have been around a long time, they're going to remember it's been there quite a while.
Sandy O'Rourke started the Good Samaritan mission back in the 80s, and I guess it started in her home. She worked with local donors and churches, and she tells the story that they used to drop things on her front porch, and her family would then get it to the families that needed it. I think she kind of recruited some friends, similar to kind of how she handles it now.
Right, her neighbors,
yep.
Specifically Beth Martinson, got pulled into the effort and still works.
Yep.
As Sandy does.
So there are people who have been there from the beginning otherwise too.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That have kept going. What do you think it is that keeps people involved in this?
The other people. The volunteers themselves are an incredible group of people who are just so dedicated to the effort and just a joy to work with. But the clients themselves are so grateful and delightful, and you can just really see that you're making a difference.
Yeah, and I think it's the nature of a small town and people wanting to help people here. The majority of the people we help are local here in Danville.
Let's talk a bit about the mission itself. You're now located on
Ferry
Street.
Yep.
And you've been there quite a while, but now that was the what became the headquarters eventually after Sandy was not doing it out of her house anymore.
Yeah, we're there. We are even outgrowing there. We're hoping, we're always looking for other opportunities to expand. But yeah, the clothing part of the mission is there in that Ferry Street building. And then a lot of the other things happen in, you know, surrounding buildings or within Danville.
It's kind of the headquarters as far as the distribution of materials.
Yes.
There's a lot more to it than just, like I mentioned, the soup kitchen. It's a lot more than just one article, one thing. You have a lot of programs going on now, and I'm assuming this has morphed and developed over the years.
It has. It's continually growing, it seems, which is great, which is our plan.
And I don't even know where to start, but let's just start with, I know there's a program with the schools, with helping out the kids. Let's talk about that first.
Okay, so that's the program that I help head. It's called Many Hands Helping Others. It started back in 2009 as just a food program that we send home bags to students that sign up families that sign up for it. We send home food bags to kind of help them over the weekends or when they're out of school. The thought with that is that, you know, while the students are in school, they are able to have breakfast and lunches, hot breakfasts, hot lunches, but we just try and help them out when they go home from school. Then that started back then, but now it has grown since we've kind of taken over it. We kind of label it as our relationship with the school district. Anything that the school needs that we can help with, they can contact this group, Many Hands Helping Others, and we'll really try and get them anything they need. So it's become one of our volunteers works very closely with the nurses and with the guidance counselors. So if there's any need that a student has, even if it isn't food, if it's clothing or hygiene items, or we've even referred them to our crisis committee for anything that the student needs to help them get through.
And we're talking about a board with about a dozen members. So is each individual dealing with a different project or several?
Pretty much. It does overlap for sure.
Yeah. We do, as board members, take on specific committee responsibilities, either as a member or to spearhead or work as a chairperson of a particular effort. But it is an incredibly nicely shared responsibility. And the board itself is made up of incredible community connections that really allow us to reach out further than we might have under other circumstances.
Great. And what's the area or areas that you kind of focus on?
particularly the hygiene program is where I actually got started as a volunteer at the mission. I also volunteer at the mission clothing side, if you will, once a month. But my dear friend Ann Johns and I were approached by Sandy and asked to start a hygiene program, which essentially is giving and offering personal hygiene products to Danville School District and Montour County residents. And the residents can come in once a month, or I should say, we offer our program once a month. Residents can come every 3 months and pick up supplemental hygiene programs. But we give them a prepared bag of shampoo, conditioner, dental products, deodorant, lotions, bath supplies, soaps and washcloths. We supplement the bags delightfully, I think, for children. So if there is, if there are children in the family, we have specific products for them. The most gratifying part of that program is that almost all of us who are working in that program are or have been nurses. So we do get to do a little bit of teaching, particularly with diabetic patients and so forth who need particular skin care issues.
And that's one of those things that sort of flies under the radar, I would think, that everyone needs, but sometimes if the money's low, it's not something you're going to run out and replace.
Well, that's absolutely the issue. And people do come in. One of the things we have added to the program isn't even a year old, but we have added feminine products, the needs for once a month for gals and ladies, that we found women, they put themselves last all the time, and they weren't buying products for themselves. And to do that, we have partnered with the Shape of Justice, which is a nonprofit in Northumberland that provides us with feminine hygiene products so that we can distribute them. And the other huge need we have found is for adult incontinent products. The elderly population is just such an overlooked and at times ignored population, and their needs are growing and growing. So we have been purchasing and distributing those sorts of products as well.
Now, you mentioned a partnership there. Does that kind of go across the board? Do you have other kind of, with other groups in the area, other communities that, you know, everybody help everybody out?
Well, perhaps Donna knows more about this, but we do partner with the Diaper Bank.
We do,
It
yeah.
is not part of the Good Samaritan mission. It was started in the local churches or by one of the local churches. But we have a wonderful referral system whereby when a need is identified in one arena, we have tried to make information available so that all people know about the resources and we can refer back and forth to one another. The heartbreaking for me and sad thing is that we do notice a growing number of individuals coming from outside of this Danville School District or Montour County. We do not have restrictions on who can take clothing from the mission clothing portion, but we have restricted, for instance, the hygiene program to Montour County and Danville School District. That's primarily because we aren't going to have enough product to continue to expand at this time.
We need more Sandys out there in different communities to deal with each place's need. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's obviously, we can't always meet our own needs, and sometimes the government's help doesn't go far enough, and that's what's so great about this in Danville. I think that the awareness of this has got to be on the high side.
Well, we deal a lot with the working poor. Mm-hmm. People who are gainfully employed, but in jobs that don't pay enough for them to sustain a family of three or four, single mothers, are just heartbreaking again when they come in, because they're trying so hard to sustain their families, and it's really hard to do, very hard to do.
And do you find pretty much Danville knows you exist, or are there still people that, you know, you'd like to say, hey, here we are, would you like to help out, or?
I still think that we're missing people, that there's still, but before I got involved in this, I remember not knowing anything about it, and just being shocked that I didn't know anything about it.
Correct.
So we're trying to, thankfully we have someone that is now trying to, you know, advertise us or on Facebook, because that seems to be a growing, you know, a mm-hmm. growing social media way to advertise. We do have a web page, but we find that people don't go on it often. So we're always looking for ways. That's why we appreciate you doing this for us too. Like, we're looking for ways for us to just make sure that people know that we're there.
How can folks find you, by the way, on Facebook? Just search Good Samaritan Mission.
Yep, Good Samaritan Mission. Right, yep. And our webpage is www.gsmdanville.org. So okay. We've been trying to update that.
Do you always find yourselves wanting, or are there certain areas that you'd say, I wish people would donate more of this?
I think we do find, especially on the clothing side and household goods side, that people donate pretty regularly and with useful items. Where we really run into difficulty is with children's clothing. The sizes that we often run out of are the toddler sizes 2 through, I would say, perhaps a 6. On the hygiene side, we do have a tiny budget. In fact, our initial purchasing of supplies was helped out a lot by the school district, where they did a drive, as well as had a small fund that they were able to give us a very small amount, but a very helpful amount, so that we could shop and get started. I guess I could branch off as well and say that the school district has been an amazing ally.
Yeah, that's definitely a relationship we've built within the past couple of years, and we've been very lucky, I think, on both ways. Like, Many Hands Helping Others tries to serve the school district need, but they are really good at turning around, and if we need something, whether, like you said, it's manpower, even in the Many Hands program, we have life skills class that delivers the bags for us and unload our inventory. Like, they just are very, very helpful.
And back to awareness, like you said, if these kids are coming in to help, they're already aware of it, and they're not even out of school. So.
Yep. Another relationship too, just while we're talking about that, is the Danville Riverside Food Bank. We, this past year was the first year. Previous years we've kind of helped, but we've taken over the Feed a Friend program. The Danville Riverside Food Bank has taken that over, and Good Sam supports them. So we kind of really worked together to make that happen. That's the Thanksgiving Day program. People can sign up and get a Thanksgiving meal in a box, basically. So we worked with the food bank, the local food bank here. And
I'd also really like to add, when I entered into volunteerism with the Good Samaritan, one of the things Sandy did for me was take me to the food bank. And I think every person in Danville needs to visit that food bank. It is phenomenal. I pictured a couple of people handing out boxes of cereal and some dry spaghetti. It is unbelievable. Number one, the number of people that are served creates a line that snakes out of the church onto the sidewalk, even in bad weather. The volunteers number match the number of individuals coming in to be served. But the products that are offered are so varied and so healthy. Fresh greens, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. And I think that if anyone knows anyone who might even remotely be in need of meal support, food support, they need to check out the food bank. It is an incredible service to the community.
And we're running low on time, but some of the other programs, if you want to just kind of give some highlights there as to what else is going on.
Sure. One of the other main programs that Good Sam does is that we have a crisis committee. So they really just handle people in crisis. They have a group of probably five or six individuals that take weekly call, if you want to call it. So when somebody has an issue, they might even go into the mission, fill out a paper, or they'll call our number and they can leave a message and it gets forwarded to the committee members, and then they reach out to them. The way that they handle their committee is they contact the person. The person needs to come and meet with them at the Good Samaritan Mission Annex building. They talk to them, figure out what's going on, what would help them. They work on a budget with them. They pray with them. And they help them at their time of need. They do have rules as to how often they can help people. But a few things that they did this past year, they helped 72 people with rent and security deposits. They help security deposits for families that are leaving the gatehouse and moving into apartments. They've helped people with car repairs and car payments when they're working. They received a grant last year that they were able to help 10 seniors with their fuel provider last winter. So it's just trying to help you get out of that, you know, maybe that funk that you hit, you know, and the crisis committee will help you with that. Do you have anything to add?
The crisis committee also will help with emergency food and clothing. Oftentimes we, in the few months I've been involved, I've witnessed people who have been evicted from their homes and come to our area hoping to get lodging and support from family. But they still need food and clothing, the things they essentially left behind, and crisis will help with that. They'll help with finding housing and locating housing. And the mission right now will also offer help and support with tax preparation if you contact the mission.
Another thing, there's two other committees that just came to mind. We have a furniture committee that if you want to donate furniture or pick up furniture, you can go into the mission, fill out a form. Someone will contact you and coordinate that. Our furniture is off-site from the Ferry Street. It's in a warehouse, so the individuals handle that. And then our main other thing is probably, it's called the Getting Ahead Program. One individual handles that. She works closely with a program called Bridges Out of Poverty. It's a training series that she goes into the schools, into some of the churches, gets people to sign up for, and it's a 12-week or 16-week poverty reduction series, yes. I think it's called. It's to help people try and break the cycle of poverty almost. So Joan Miller heads that program. She's really good at trying to get people to join that, to basically as a way of getting.
Quite specifically to, as you said, break that cycle of poverty. Many folks just have never had the opportunities offered to them to learn how to budget, to learn how to shop in an economic and sensible way that makes their dollars stretch more. There's also a very heavy psychosocial, emotional component to it that is addressed to some degree in the program. It is just a real hand up, a real boost for those who have been knocked down by society and life.
For people who thought of Good Samaritan as that place on Ferry Street where you can get some clothes, I mean, this obviously shows us how much more it is. It's so widespread and addresses so many areas in this dealing with the needy. Could you use more people to help? Is that something you want to put a plug in for?
Always take volunteers, for sure. We would find a spot for anyone that wanted to help.
All anyone would need to do is drop by the mission. And I know it can be awkward because, well, we are open Saturday mornings, but there is a volunteer form that can be filled out, and it allows you to choose where you might like to work. Lets us know what your particular skill set might be. If there's something, if you're a really good writer, we need a newsletter editor and writer right now. Right. But we try to bring people in who have a desire to give of themselves, and then we try to match them with where their talents can be most logically and easily accessed.
As far as feedback, how much have you felt, you know, from the people that have been helped?
It's always great. When we hold our board meetings, we always take 10 minutes at the beginning to do mission moments, it's called. And it's always great to hear the different stories that where you've touched someone's life and made a difference, because sometimes all the bad things can, you know, what the bad things that people have to say, you know, right. can pull you down. But it's always nice to then just remember that there are some great people out there that we've really, really helped.
And don't judge. It's so heartbreaking. It brings to mind one particular woman who came into the hygiene program, just gorgeous lady, dressed beautifully, makeup and the animal side of you, I guess, wants to raise your eyebrows and say, well, why are you here? And then you hear their stories and you hear how hard they're working and how hard they're trying. And the elderly in particular are at home alone, or they're at home taking care of a loved one because they don't have the means to advance the level of care that individual might need. The young parents who are trying so hard to make a life for their children, and again, keep getting knocked down because of a minor criminal something in their youth or something. And it's very difficult. It's difficult to find really good jobs in this particular area. And if you do find a good job, you have to have a vehicle. If you have a vehicle, you need insurance, you need gas. And the need goes on and on and on.
Again, if folks want to help, you can stop by the mission.
It's across from Kohl's Hardware. Yes.
And fill out an application there if you'd like to look into being part of this mission. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you both for being with us today on the program. Donna and Elaine, it's been good talking with you and catching up on Good Samaritan Mission and what you're doing out there. And again, Facebook, a good place to follow, or on the website again is
gsmdanville.org.
Danville.org.
Yes.
And that's how you can get additional information.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.